Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The largest cranes on the East Coast are arriving in Baltimore, where they will be helping out to lift large chunks of the Francis Scott Key Bridge out of the river below. The removal and rebuilding process will be a long one, says ABC's Perry Russum, who has more from Baltimore.
When asked for a timeline on removing the wreck, the governor did not have an answer, saying it's a complicated process. The Department of Homeland Security is using an estimate that shows this entire collapse could cost up to $4 billion.
Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama all taking the stage at Radio City Music Hall last night in a fundraiser for the president. It brought in a record-breaking $25 million. Former President Donald Trump was also in New York on Thursday at the wake for a slain New York City police officer. Nine people have been detained in Russia over suspected contact with the perpetrators of last week's attack on that suburban Moscow concert hall. And today marks 1 year in Russian detention for Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. This is ABC News. Funeral today in Stamford, Connecticut for late Senator Joe Lieberman, one of the founders of the centrist No Labels organization. In a setback to No Labels this week, we learned that former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie decided not to run against Donald Trump on a third-party unity ticket. ABC News political director Rick Klein has more.
His team, I'm told, did some polling in more than a dozen states and ran the numbers and ran the math and ultimately concluded that, first, they're not sure that No Labels can actually get on the ballot enough places to make a difference, and you'd have to win in so many states, 20, 25 states, that it's almost an impossible climb. And in their estimation, the only thing a No Labels candidate would do would be contribute to Donald Trump's election again. And that's exactly what Chris Christie said he wouldn't do.
Japan's government has recalled an over-the-counter anti-cholesterol supplement after five people who took it died and more than 100 were hospitalized. Japan's health ministry has recalled the supplement but warns some products may have been exported before the recall. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tuition at University of Wisconsin schools would go up by 3.75% next school year if the Board of Regents approves the proposal next week. UW System President Jay Rothman says that's about the same as the rate of inflation. Even with an increase, Rothman says UW tuition would still be the most affordable in the Midwest. U.S. House Republicans want to raise the Social Security retirement age. They say it's to account for higher life expectancies, but Nancy Altman of the group Social Security Works says it actually ends up being a benefits cut.
Even if you work till age 70, your benefit's going to be about 7% lower than it is under current law.
Altman says the better way to save Social Security would be to raise payroll taxes on the highest earners. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. On March 22, 2024, Anthony James Kovarik passed away in his new home on the Flambeau River. He is survived by his siblings, Patricia Calloway of Rockford, Illinois, Tekla Kovarik of Black River Falls, by Thomas Kavarik of Butternut, by Albert Kavarik of Eisenstein, Frank Kavarik of Eisenstein, and Therese Fleming of Fifield. A celebration of life will be held on Friday, April 5th at Park Falls American Legion from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a memorial service at 6 p.m. Deacon Robert Schenebeck will officiate. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Anthony James Kavarik. Ralph Alexander Jameson, age 75, of Glidden, died on Monday, March 25th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his four stepchildren, Ron Petrosky of Arkansas, by Carl Petrosky of Texas, Linda Schmidt of Glidden, and Bob Petrosky of Glidden. Further survived by nine grandchildren, by many great-grandchildren, his brother David Jameson of Minnesota, by four sisters, Elsie Petrosky of Glidden, Beverly Seeger of Wausau, by Nancy Gould of Butternut, and further survived by Connie Jameson of Binaqua, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A graveside service will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Ralph Alexander Jameson, 75, Glidden.
Lucille Marie Korob, 75, of Park Falls, passed away peacefully in her sleep on March 27, 2024. Lucy is survived by her siblings, Adam of Phillips, Paul of Butternut, Peter, David, and Caroline of Park Falls, Edward of Story City, Iowa, Jim of Green Bay, Ken of Dawsonville, Georgia, Art of Two Rivers, Mike of Hayden, Idaho, and many nieces, nephews, and friends. A memorial service will be held at 12 p.m. on Saturday, April 6th at the Heindel Nimsgren Funeral Home in Phillips, with Father Sunil officiating. Visitation will begin at 10 a.m. and continue until the time of the service. This has been the funeral notice for Lucille Marie Korob, Park Falls.
Geneva Jean Kilger, 99, of Butternut, died on Tuesday, March 26th at her home. She is survived by her four children, Daryl Dace Wages of Butternut, by Frank Kilger of Butternut, by Alexandra Heft of Radisson, and Sydney Kilger of Butternut. Further survived by four grandchildren, by four great-grandchildren, by seven great-great-grandchildren, and by her brother, Philip Warshall, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, Butternut, Saturday, April 6th at 11:30 a.m. Father Sajay Pazuka Thara will officiate. Visitation held at the church Saturday, April 6th from 10:30 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Geneva Jean Kilger, 99, Butternut.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Attention anglers, Bader Sports Center in Phillips, Wisconsin has all the gear you'll need for this upcoming fishing season. From tackle to lures, rods, reels, live bait, and performance apparel to keep you in top fishing form. Check out end-of-the-season savings on remaining Stormy Cromer clothing for the entire family. Find unique metal art along with Deer Creek Angus and Jackson and Louis candies. Also, turkey hunting supplies in stock for the upcoming season. Plus, Bader Sports Center is your DNR licensed agent. Visit us 7 days a week next to Pick and Save in Phillips, Wisconsin.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be a little warmer today, partly cloudy, up to 45 this afternoon with wind east at 5 to 15. Clouds will increase by late afternoon with a chance of some freezing rain, and even a little snow overnight tonight. Our low down to 30. Tomorrow, some light snow in the morning. Cloudy all day with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
At Redmond Realty Group, we redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, we craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Our strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. Pioneers in the Northwoods, we can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive our commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Get ready for flavorful bites and empty pockets. Our specialty roasted chicken that's crispy and grease-free, making every dish a savory delight. Join us Wednesday through Saturday for our standout specials. Indulge in our pterodactyl wings. $11 gets you four pieces or half a chicken, both equally tempting. Craving more? Grab six wings for $15, paired perfectly with our choice of fries and our signature homemade slaw. Friday's highlight is our fish fry, two pieces for $10, three pieces for $12. And for an extra treat, try our tiger shrimp. Ready to complete any meal. Empty pockets where taste meets tradition.
The Bucks with a loss in New Orleans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks kicked off the road trip with a 107-100 loss to the Pelicans just a day after he said he needed surgery on his right wrist. Pat Beverly changed his mind and played 7 minutes with two rebounds in the game. The Bucks' Damian Lillard asked, how do you match a physical team like the Pelicans?
You just got to set the tone to start the game. You come out physical, you understand the scouting report, no personnel, no tendencies, and you play to it, you know, try to be first, and I think that's to your advantage if you can start a game that way, and we did.
College hoops, it's Marquette tonight against NC State down in Dallas. Head coach Shaka Smart.
It's been a heck of a journey to this point. Our guys are doing a great job being locked in on the moment. Obviously, NC State presents a lot of challenges. They're playing terrific basketball. I've known Kevin Keats for a long, long time. Ton of respect for him. So it'll be an exciting opportunity for us.
Hockey, the Badgers men's team will face off against the Quinnipiac Bobcats in the NCAA tournament tonight in Rhode Island. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hello and good morning.
98Q Country.
Easter. Listen, we celebrate a little bit different in Ireland. In Ireland, we celebrate Easter slightly differently than you do in America, because in America, you hide eggs. You celebrate one of the holiest days of the year by hiding poultry. But then I went back, I read the book, I understood that on Good Friday, Jesus died for our sins. While he was gone, all his friends hid the eggs. Easter Sunday, he rolls again. He says, where did you put the eggs, lads? Where are the eggs? Yeah, Judas, I know you know where they are.
Hey, Good Friday morning.
It was the longest week ever.
It's always good to know the Easter Bunny is coming.
Rabbit! Oh, Mr. Rabbit!
The Easter Bunny did this?
I gotta get out of here. I think I'm gonna lose it.
Give me that candy!
Candy! Sweet! Sweet! Candy!
Big Q Country.
Text to win keyword for the 7 o'clock hour is warm. W-A-R-M, warm is your text to win keyword for the 7 o'clock hour. Warm.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. Thoroughly to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's set low, pull out the fiddle and the rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a kind of low. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day.
This is Bob Uecker. Join us this afternoon for Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 98.3 FM WCQM.
Hey!
better swing, better swing now. Strike one. Hey, baby, do you come here often?
Strike two.
Hey, baby, now watch your sign.
Strike three.
Hold on now, where you going?
He is out.
Jimmy's out. Next in line.
I love that. I love that song more and more every year. Trace Adkins there at 98Q Country. And the official opener of the Brewer baseball season was supposed to be yesterday. Got washed out. We'll do it today. Things are looking good. Probably 50s to near 60 with a lot of sunshine in New York today. So we should be good to get her going. 12:05 first pitch. 11:30 or so will be our pregame Brewer baseball 3 days in a row. I think it's a noon start again tomorrow and Sunday too, I believe. Hang on, I got my... You grab your Brewer schedule. I'll grab my Brewer schedule. We've got Brewers, Saturday, Sunday. What is today? The 12:40 first pitch tomorrow and Sunday. They've been talking all over the news about the allergy season starting early. And as I get older, I don't have bad allergies like a lot of people do, nowhere near. But I feel it. I feel it in the chest, and you can probably hear it in the throat just a little bit. The allergy season with the warm weather that we had is a lot longer than it normally is. So for those of you going through that, good luck. Good luck. We've got our key word this hour is warm. This is the last day of our text to win, right into spring contest. We did it. I mean, warm weather this weekend. We rode you right into spring, and now next week's going to be beautiful. So warm, W-A-R-M, warm is your key word of this hour. Text that to us, your final chance on the morning show to get a chance to win that Chula Vista overnight stay and the grand prize drawing of the bikes and the blender and the outdoor furniture. So we'll have another key word at 10 and 1 with, pardon. I'd like to pardon myself. We will have a key word at 10. And then we'll have another keyword at three. After the Brewer game is over, no matter when that ends, Gray will have the final keyword. So only three keywords for today with Brewer baseball. We will not have the 1 o'clock hour. keyword, so it's even more of an incentive for you to get in this hour. Warm, WARM. If you haven't done it before, get on your Android or iPhone, go to your Play Store, search for Civic Media, space between those, you'll see the Civic Media app. And then when you download the app, you'll see all of our Civic Media stations. Scroll down the 98Q, tap on that, text us the word WARM, W-A-R-M. And then that app will be there for you to listen to 98Q whenever you want to also, which is kind of nice. Starting Monday, Price County seasonal weight limit restrictions will be expiring for Price County effective Monday at 9 a.m. So if this affects you, you know, you probably, if you're a trucker and stuff, you should know about all this stuff. But I just want to let you know, Price County, 9 a.m., the weight limit restrictions will expire. They will expire. The City of Park Falls, their big Easter event tomorrow at Hines Park, that has been moved to the Shawamigan Elementary School, the gym and the cafeteria, due to the snow and the wet conditions going on out there. They've moved that around there a little bit, which is very, very understandable. Mike Clemens will join us at 9 this morning. We're going to talk Packers. He wants to talk about their all their meetings they had this week and what Mike Clemens learned. He was right there. Hey, Complete Rain Gutter Services, they've had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years now. Get a quote today. Go to CompleteRainGutter.com. Local folks, CompleteRainGutter.com, and get your quote today. We got Easter stuff happening today. The Easter Bunny is going to be at the Park Falls Public Library today from 9:30 to 11 with a little story time, a little short story time at 10:15. That's free. And then Monday, Cliff the Magic Man will be there at 11. It's a free show for all family members. So that'll be a fun little morning at the Park Falls Library on Monday at 11 with Cliff the Magic Man. Today, by the way, is Vietnam Veterans Recognition Day. And in honor of that, the VFW Post 5778 in Phillips is having an open house today from 3 to 5. The general public, everyone's welcome to come celebrate our VFW and our veterans. And that is happening today from 3 to 5. Beverages will be available. There will be free snacks there at the Phillips VFW happening today. Peace Lutheran Church busy this weekend. They got a big Easter egg hunt going on tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Peace Center in Park Falls. And then they're having a breakfast at Peace Lutheran Church between the church services also on Sunday morning. So lots happening there, of course, too. What else? Oh, I see they had a... I just giggle and then I just walk away from it saying this is the new norm now. Where former President Clinton, former President Obama, and Joe Biden got together for an unprecedented triple header of presidents last night for a fundraiser. They raised $25 million. If you had an extra $100,000 laying around, you could have had your photo taken with all three of them. So I don't minimum $100,000 donation, you can have your photo taken with Clinton, Obama, and Biden. So that happened last night. So the that's what fundraising is now. It's all about the money. And people used to kind of say, years ago, they would say, you know, we shouldn't make it about the money. You know, if you run on issues that people are believe in you, that you'll be able to. Now, every news clip is, Why don't you think you can, be a part of this race? I don't have enough money. What will it take for you to be competitive in this political race? I need more money. They just come right out. They just say it. I need more money. I just need more money. So that's what's happening. My question to you is, do you think we will have any debates? Will Biden and Trump be on the stage at the same time and actually have a live physical debate? Do you think that's going to happen? There's a lot of factors that go into that. Number one, if they have this debate, it may have to be from the mess hall at the prison for Trump. And number two, I'm not sure if Joe Biden could find it, wherever it is. Both of those would be a concern. Now go this way, Mr. President, this way to the debate. Goodness gracious. I think I said this line before, but just let me leave it at this. This year, we have the two most elderly candidates for president that we've ever had in the history of our country, the two most elderly candidates in Biden and Trump. And the previous record on that, you know when the previous record was? The previous record for the two most elderly candidates was 4 years ago when Biden and Trump were on.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The largest cranes on the East Coast are arriving in Baltimore, where they will be helping out to lift large chunks of the Francis Scott Key Bridge out of the river below. The removal and rebuilding process will be a long one, says ABC's Perry Russum, who has more from Baltimore.
When asked for a timeline on removing the wreck, the governor did not have an answer, saying it's a complicated process. The Department of Homeland Security is using an estimate that shows this entire collapse could cost up to $4 billion.
Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama all taking the stage at Radio City Music Hall last night in a fundraiser for the president. It brought in a record-breaking $25 million. Former President Donald Trump was also in New York on Thursday at the wake for a slain New York City police officer. Nine people have been detained in Russia over suspected contact with the perpetrators of last week's attack on that suburban Moscow concert hall. And today marks 1 year in Russian detention for Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. March is a big month for college basketball and for gambling addiction problems. Rose Blazinski heads the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling. She says it's especially risky for young adults.
They're at a time in their life where they're high risk takers to start, and gambling fits right in with that, especially the sports betting. It makes them feel important. If you're winning, you can brag to all your friends.
March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month. Don't cry over spilled milk, but what about bagged milk? Quick Trip convenience stores are closing the lid on bagged milk in May after more than 40 years. The company says people aren't buying as much bagged milk as they used to. Quick Trip says customers who had special promotional coupons for bagged milk are being offered other milk products. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks lose in the Big Easy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Pelicans, 107-100. New Orleans led by as much as 18 and played a very physical kind of game. The Bucks' Malik Beasley had 6 three-pointers, but it wasn't enough.
I don't know, it was a tough game, so it doesn't really matter if we lose. I like winning. I'd rather hit 1-3 and hit whatever I hit and win. So it's frustrating, but, you know, we'll finish the season off right.
They play the Hawks in Atlanta tomorrow night. College basketball, the Badgers women's team with a decisive win over Illinois State, 86-61. They advanced to the Great Eight in the WNIT. Wisconsin's Sanya Copeland leading with 18 points. Baseball, the Brewers open the season in New York against the Mets. Pat Murphy on what he's learned going from being the bench coach to becoming the team's manager.
The game's evolving, and it behooves you to evolve with it. But, my eyes have been wide open.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
Relax and indulge in the Easter Brunch Buffet served from 9:30 to 1:30 on Easter Sunday at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Reserve your spot today by calling 715-762-4447. Enjoy a menu of delicious delights starting with scrambled eggs or egg casserole, paired with breakfast potatoes, my favorite, biscuits and gravy. Plus Belgian waffles, bacon, baked meats like roast beef, pork, and Easter ham, and more. Salad bar, along with Lisa's special desserts, all included for just $19.99. And children eat for less. Celebrate Easter with us at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Just look for the big deer.
Sometimes you need something to, you know, to wake you up in the morning. It's a good one.
98Q Country.
Well, Costello, I'm going to New York with you. You know, Bucky Harris, the Yanks manager, gave me a job as coach for as long as you're on the team. Look, Abbott,
If you're the coach, you must know all the players.
I certainly do.
Well, you know, I never met the guys, so you'll have to tell me their names, and then I'll know who's playing on the team.
Oh, I'll tell you their names, but you know, strange it may seem, they give these ball players nowadays very peculiar names.
You mean funny names?
Strange names, pet names, like Dizzy Dean and...
His brother Daffy.
Daffy Dean.
And their French cousin.
French?
Gouffet.
Gouffet Dean, oh, I see. Well, let's see, we have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find
out. I say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You're going to be the coach, too?
Yes.
And you know the fellow's name?
Well, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
The guy playing first.
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Look, you got a first baseman?
Certainly.
Who's playing first?
That's right.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it.
All I'm trying to find out is the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy that gets the
That's
money.
That's it.
Who gets the money on
he
first
base? He does, every dollar. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Look, all I want to know is when you sign up the first baseman, how does he sign his name to the
Who?
Contract? The guy.
Who?
How does he sign his
That's
name?
That's how he signs it.
Who?
Yes.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
Well, don't change the players.
We're not changing nobody.
Take it easy, buddy.
I'm only asking you, who's the guy on first base?
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
Name on first base.
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Oh, he's on third. We're not talking about him. Now, let's begin.
Now, how did I get on third base?
Why, you mentioned his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
What's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third again. Will you stay on third base
right.
and don't go off it?
All right, I don't even know.
Now, who's playing third base?
Why do you insist on putting who on third base?
What am I putting on third?
Oh, what is on second?
You don't want who on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know.
Third base?
Look, you got outfield?
Sure.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I just thought I'd ask.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Then tell me who's playing left field.
Who is playing first?
I'm not. Stay out of the infield. I want to know what's the guy's name in left field.
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on
who's
second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base. And the left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field.
He is center
field.
Look, you got a pitcher on the team.
Sure.
The pitcher's name.
Tamara.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you,
then
man.
Go ahead.
Tamara.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you're going to tell me who's pitching?
Now listen, who is not pitching?
I'll break your arm, you say, who's on first. I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base.
Got a catcher?
Certainly.
The catcher's name.
Today.
Today. And tomorrow's pitching.
Now you've got it.
All we got is a couple of days on the team. You know, I'm a catcher, too.
So they tell me.
I get behind the plate, do some fancy catching. Tomorrow's pitching on my team, and a heavy hitter gets up.
Yes.
Now, the heavy hitter bunts the ball. When he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I'm going to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Just to throw the ball at first base.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
I throw the ball to first base, somebody's got to get it. Now, who has it?
Naturally.
Who?
Naturally.
Naturally?
Naturally.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
No, you don't. You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's different.
That's what I said.
You're not saying that.
I throw the ball to naturally.
You throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
That's what I said.
Listen, you ask me.
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Now you ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
Same as you.
Don't change them around.
Same as you. I throw the ball to who? Whoever it is drops the ball and the guy runs a second.
Yes.
Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to, I don't know. I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to be caught. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
What?
I said I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
I'm an idiot. Come on.
One constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good and it could be again. People will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
This is for my good friend Harry Carey. I miss him all the time. Let me hear you now. A one, a two, three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Oh, it's root, root, root for the Bruins. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Hey, I love y'all. I love y'all.
The Whiz Kids had won it. Bobby Thompson had done it. And Yogi read the comics all the while. Rock and roll was being born. Marijuana we would scorn. So down on the corner, the national pastime went on trial. Talking baseball. Klazuski, Campanella. Talking baseball. The man and Bobby Feller. The scooter, the barber, and the nuke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque. Especially Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. Well, Casey was winning. Hank Aaron was beginning. One Robbie going out, one coming in. Kiner and Midget Goodell. The Thumper and Mel Parnell. And Ike was the only one winning down in Washington. I'm talking baseball. Klazuski, Campanella. Talking baseball. The man and Bobby Feller. The scooter, the barber, and the duke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque. Especially Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. Bobby Bonds can play for everyone. Rose is at the vet. Rusty again is a Met. And the great Alexander is pitching again in Washington. I'm talking baseball. Like Reggie, Quisenberry. Talking baseball. Carew and Gaylord Perry. Seaver, Darby, Schmidt, and Vida Blue. If Cooperstown is calling, it's no fluke. They'll be with
for the crew today was supposed to be yesterday. Brewers and Mets today. We'll get it going a little bit after 12 noon. Pregame about 11:30. Our tribute to the great game of baseball for those of you who are a little longer in the tooth, a little bit older. Growing up, for many people, baseball was very important on the radio. Maybe occasionally get to watch a game on TV, but more so on the radio. And it was a great distraction from some interesting times this country went through back in the 50s and 60s. And nowadays, there's a lot of other distractions, of course, with social media and such like that. But baseball was big. Football was not a big deal. And basketball was not a big deal. Professionally, anyway, baseball was the game. And it holds a very special place in many people's hearts, especially, I think, the older generation. Whatever you label the older generation as, but I can remember as a kid back in the 1970s, out in the yard, throwing the ball around and having the transistor radio on, might have had maybe a plug-in for an earplug, but usually it was just a transistor radio that I hauled around hoping the batteries wouldn't die, listening to baseball. For me, it was Twins baseball back then. And the occasional excitement of having a game on TV. They weren't all on TV, and when they were, I had it marked down. I had it written down when the next game was going to be on. So baseball always held a very special place, and it still does. But now with the, it's just different now. It's different. So we salute the game of baseball. A little more baseball stuff here in just a little bit. We're going to talk sports with Mike Clemens coming up at 9. He wants to talk a little bit about the Bucks, and he was with the Packers at their NFL meetings this week, and he learned some stuff there. So he will talk with us at 9 o'clock. About that, our keyword, you got until 8 o'clock to text us WARM, W-A-R-M. Download the Civic Media app, and tap on 98Q. Hit text W-A-R-M. You're in for the Chula Vista Overnight Stay giveaway. We'll do that 7 a.m., 10 a.m., and 3 o'clock today. Because of the Brewers, we won't have the keyword at 1. So 7, 10, and 3, our final day, text to win, right into spring on 98Q and your Civic Media stations.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime, or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838. For measurements and installation, Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips,
Wisconsin.
When
Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be a little warmer today, partly cloudy, up to 45 this afternoon with wind east at 5 to 15. Clouds will increase by late afternoon with a chance of some freezing rain, and even a little snow overnight tonight. Our low down to 30. Tomorrow, some light snow in the morning. Cloudy all day with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It's 9 degrees outside right now.
Ready?
Freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
Little boy in a baseball hat stands in the field with his ball and bat. Says I am the greatest player of them all. Puts his bat on his shoulder. Tosses up his ball, and the ball goes up, and the ball comes down. Swings his bat all the way around. The world's so still you can hear the sound. The baseball falls to the ground. Now the little boy doesn't say a word. Picks up his ball, he is undeterred. Says I am the greatest there has ever been. And he grits his teeth and he tries it again. And the ball goes up and the ball comes down. Swings his bat all the way around. The world's so still you can hear the sound. The baseball falls to the ground. Closes his eyes and listens to the cheers. Little boy, he adjusts his head, picks up his ball, stares at his bat. Says I am the greatest, the game is on the line, and he gives his all one last time. Ball goes up like the moon so bright, swings his bat with all his might, and the world's as still as still can be, and the baseball falls, and that's strike three. Now it's supper time, and his mama calls, little boy starts home with his bat and ball. Says I am the greatest, that is a fact, but even I didn't know I could pitch like that. Says I am the greatest, that is understood, but even I didn't know I could pitch that.